The embattled UK Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered another embarrassing setback. A short time ago, her government lost a key parliamentary vote on its Brexit bill after a rebellion by a handful of backbench MPs. Europe correspondent James Glenday has been watching proceedings. I spoke with him a short time ago. James, how did it come to this?
Well, Sabra, there have been a lot of fights over Brexit, but this was a particularly big one because at its core was a key question. How much power should the UK Parliament have over Brexit? Currently, the government is negotiating the exit with the EU on one hand, that's taking place in Brussels, and on the other, it's trying to pass its Brexit repeal bill through the Parliament in Westminster. Essentially, that's an enormous piece of legislation that's going to copy over all current EU law into British law so that when Brexit takes place in March 2019, the United Kingdom will have up-to-date laws. But as part of that, the opposition and a handful of rebel Tory MPs have long been very concerned about some of the extra powers that bill grants to ministers to change laws without full parliamentary scrutiny. And in particular, they were worried there was a possibility that that final Brexit deal that Mrs. May does with Brussels eventually will not have to be approved by Parliament itself. So they moved this amendment to ensure that it was going to take place, and the rebels won by just four votes.
So did the government expect to lose this vote, or it discovered this on the floor of Parliament?
It's very, very hard to tell because this has been on the cards for quite a few weeks now, and there's been some fairly intense negotiations taking back and forth, taking place behind the scenes. Ministers had made a series of concessions saying, we'll give you a parliamentary vote, trust us. But that trust wasn't there in the end. Ministers had warned this could lead to constitutional chaos. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, warned it might make Brexit less smooth. But all of that was ultimately in vain. The rebels didn't trust the ministers. They wanted this in writing. And now it appears they're going to get it. The Prime Minister is going to travel to Brussels tomorrow morning here local time to meet fellow EU leaders. And yet again, it seems, her authority is going to be further dented.
What are the likely consequences, long-term consequences of this? And as you say, does it mean that her leadership is permanently tarnished?
It's so hard to say because there have been so many setbacks for Theresa May over the past 6 months, ever since that disastrous election result, that it's hard to know where this is going to end. But by any measure, even the government's own measure, this is a big setback. It's not going to stop Brexit. That is important to point out. It may not actually, when we look back at the history books, even change the definitive outcome of negotiations. But what it really does show is that on some issues, the Parliament of the United Kingdom is keen to exert its control over how the Brexit process runs. And as a whole, the Parliament on some issues has a different view to how the Conservative government, which is running the country, views things should be done. So it makes things more complicated for Theresa May's administration. Her ministers had said this beforehand. They're even saying it now afterwards. Effectively, supporters will say Parliament is working as it should. It's going to scrutinise a key international agreement, and that is the Brexit process, the Brexit withdrawal. But Mrs. May's supporters will see this as another setback and one that's likely to make an already horrendously complex process even slightly more complicated.
Europe correspondent James Glenday.